All right, folks, we are still here, boots on the ground at the 2018 New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival here in the Showboat Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, where we are the casino in Atlantic City for this one, folks. And joining us at the table, we've got Chris and Ara.
Hello.
And they are from Viola Cinema, and they have a film in the festival here called Raining on You, and we're going to chat with them for a few minutes. Now, did it show already, or is it showing later, or when did we miss it already? What happened?
Yeah, so actually it's not showing here.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah. So I already screwed this up, folks at home. That's on me. Put your tweets down. It's my problem.
We're still in editing. We're still in post-production right now. We're working on distribution, whether we're going to take it to film festivals or it might go straight to streaming platforms like Netflix or Hulu. So we're still working on that right now. We are hoping in a couple months that it's going to be finished with post-production.
So, I mean, do you have a preference? It seems like, you know, just from a lot of the folks we've talked to here, a lot of the folks that we work with in other venues, sometimes going right to the streaming platforms is sort of a preferable thing these days. It's the new, it's the new age, man.
Exactly.
I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, there was that announcement that Spielberg and Lucas made a year or two ago where they're like, you know, the theater experience might start going away. And it's a little scary to think it's happening, but at the same time, I watch the hell out of some Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Right.
So, you know, it might be a great thing for you guys. Tell me a little bit about the film. And so you're the writer and director and star as well?
I am,
Wow, all right, we're triple threading this one.
Yeah, this one, I did it all. Next, we're working on another film now, but I'm only really going to be writing and acting in that one because this one, it was just like, it was a lot trying to direct while you're acting, direct other people, focus on light, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's so much to do at once. But, so basically this film, I wrote it in like 2 weeks. It's about an hour and a half long. It's a mystery about a girl who goes missing and kind of just seeing who has to do with her disappearance.
Okay.
Chris, I don't know anything you want to add.
Yeah, there's a lot of clues throughout the movie as to give the audience...
It's like a guessing game, pretty much.
Yeah, guessing games as to who may have caused the disappearance of this young woman.
So is this going to have that sort of Kaiser Soze feel to when you find out the end, and then you're going to watch it again going, all right, now I got to figure it out from the beginning, knowing what happened.
Yeah.
So you're going for that replayability as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Like an Alfred Hitchcock, M. Night Shyamalan kind of vibe to it.
Nice.
Yeah,
so we're reaching for that type of audience.
We have some horror elements in it, definitely. Not as much of like the violence, but there's some stalking in there.
throw a little stalking in for good measure, for shaking in the ingredients here. The uncomfortability scale of the audience goes up a little bit.
Some jump moments, definitely.
Are there some films that you would say maybe sort of influenced you in this direction from an early time, or is it
for
more recent stuff? Tell me a little bit about the vibe that you had going when you were working on
it. M. Night Shyamalan, actually, Sixth Sense. I'm really inspired by that film, but a more recent film that I really, really love is Gone Girl.
Nice. That was a crazy movie.
I just absolutely love that film, and just I remember my jaw dropping at the one scene when Rosamund Pike is in the car and you see she's still alive. And I just felt so, like, angry with her monologue, and I still feel that. So I really was inspired by that movie, and I kind of wanted to make my own twist in a way and give that audience the same feeling I felt
when
I saw that.
And now, Chris, how did you get involved in the project, and what sort of elements as far as influences and concepts did you bring to the table when this project first started?
Right, so I've been acting since, I'd say, the 80s, and so this is a project I've known Aura for quite some time, and she began telling me about it, and we both felt that there was a lot of opportunity to get this off the ground, and there's a huge audience for this. So we discussed it, and I know she's a great, talented writer and director as well. Acting is something I've always done pretty much most of my life, and so I just thought we have to bring this to fruition, both of our creativities. Like R was saying, it's a mystery thriller, a lot of clues throughout the movie, and some horror involved as well, some mask, horror masks and things along those lines, and and kind of like a Scream type of feel to it, too.
Oh,
so,
nice. Yeah.
It does have that, actually. Yeah. You're right, Chris.
This sort of modern slasher, anybody could actually be a serial killer
it's
behind
truly,
those jokes
yeah.
kind of thing.
Anybody.
I never thought of that. You're right.
Anybody, yeah.
yeah.
And there's Definitely. All sorts of personalities throughout the film. Right. We have an awesome casting
We program. Have an amazing yes. cast. I could not be more thankful, yeah.
And now, where are you guys based out of? Are you New Jersey filmmakers,
so,
or where are you from?
I was in Los Angeles for a few years, and I just moved back about a year ago. To Philadelphia because I'm originally from Philly.
Okay.
So I really, really wanted to bring filmmaking here.
Nice.
Because I feel like there's so many talented people.
Sure.
And like everyone gets, you know, to LA or New York, but we forget how much talent's here and how
yeah.
much opportunities here. So I really, really wanted to bring filmmaking and my production company here. So I'm
nice.
Really glad I did so far. It's been amazing.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
So when you think about some of the new sensations that have happened as far as shows on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
shows on Amazon. Do you feel like you fit into a groove with any of them? Are there any of them that you feel like would be good neighbors for your type of a story to give folks at home who might be hearing this going, you know, this sounds really cool. I can't
right.
wait to see it when they finish it. Oh, and you know how, like, I guess I'm thinking about it in terms of, like, on YouTube, it says, hey, if you like this,
right,
you would
like
also like that.
It.
You know?
I'm trying to think.
I mean, not to put you in a box
no,
or anything.
Yeah,
I, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
I obviously want to respect your guys' vision
say,
and stuff. But.
I would say, like Chris mentioned, I didn't really think of that. It's like a mix of Scream and Gone Girl.
Yeah, okay.
That's a way to describe it. It's like a mix of Scream and Gone Girl. But our genres really vary. Like, our next film has nothing to do with horror. It's actually an Italian mafia film.
Nice. Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. You have
so,
to look like you might be, you know, from that sort of heritage,
I
possibly.
Am, I
so,
am. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm kind Italian,
of, and
yeah.
there's a lot of mob sort of exactly. themed podcasts and stuff here, too.
There is. You're
it's,
right.
It's kind of, it's you know, it's not never not hot, but it's
right.
getting hot again.
It
you know,
is.
I think Sopranos had to let it
right.
cool down for a while.
Right.
So that's cool. I like that you guys have like a sort of varied menu already.
We do, yeah.
Do you have a? Do you feel like you're trying to put together sort of an anthology of different types of works for your company to have a lot of diverse type of projects? You don't want to. Do you see yourselves doing period pieces? Like, what do you
mm-hmm.
see as the future for Viola Cinema?
100%. I love the idea of period pieces. Like, I love films that go back in time. For me, it's just something is so like. Poetic. I don't know why about watching films that were made modern day that are placed, you know, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. I think it's beautiful visually. But yeah, I could see us doing even documentaries. I could
nice.
See us doing all different types of genres because I think we have like a really good team that everyone brings something different to the table. So it's kind of cool to just take different stories. Of different decades, different genres, and just put our own creativity into them and see what can happen rather than to stick with one genre. That's just me personally.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, have you been showing, you know, various stages of the piece to people in whatever format? And what has
right.
been some of the reaction you've gotten so far? What are some of the things you're looking forward to people feeling about it when it's finished?
Definitely. On our Instagram, Raining On You, we've been showing some different stills and some music we've had made for our film by Tyler McKee. He's really talented. He just was on tour with Imagine Dragons.
Oh, nice.
He, yeah,
that
he
new
wrote,
single is so good.
Yeah, they're amazing. They're amazing,
aside
yeah.
aside there, but, you know, you mentioned Imagine Dragons,
I know.
Start to drool
They're so
a little
talented.
Bit.
they really are. So, yeah, he wrote a song for us. So we've been sharing some different content, but we're hoping our trailer's going to be out in about 3 weeks.
Cool.
And by the way, Raining On You is spelled R-E-I-G-N-I-N-G.
I was going to ask about
yes.
that. Is there a play on words
yes.
going on there? Nice,
yeah.
nice. And obviously we'll put links to that in the show notes when this
totally,
goes out
yeah.
as well. So how has the HorrorCon been for you guys? Is this your first day here? Were you here all weekend? And
We've been here all weekend. It's actually my first time here. It's really awesome. Like, I love seeing people so inspired and, like, into different films and, like, going all out with the characters, dressing up. It's, like, inspiring for me as a filmmaker to see how much an audience can relate to something and want to dive into it. Like, someday I really hope that we'd have a fan base that loyal. Really, really inspiring.
Absolutely.
Chris.
Yeah, no, it's been tremendous. A lot of great talent here. People who have been around for a while and others not so much. We saw T. Snyder
oh,
the other
awesome.
Day, yesterday.
Yeah.
He was here and he had some great, you know, some great comments and just a really, really cool guy.
Yeah.
So a lot of everybody here has been fabulous. They really have.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're at a HorrorCon. I can't not ask you favorite scary movies, guys. You know, who wants to take that one
Chris,
first?
Chris, you go first. I'm going take some thinking.
Yeah, I'm going well, Friday between Halloween. I'd say Halloween.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah,
you do know, like, the whole Friday the 13th row is behind you right now. So.
I do. I was speaking with one of the directors, Dave. Part 7, Friday the 13th, and a great guy down there. So, yes, I'm very familiar with that row.
Well, I was just saying, you know, you called out their direct competitor. I mean, you got that and Freddy are the trifecta of the 80s.
Exactly right.
And there was a Mike Myers and a Freddy walking around yesterday taking pictures with each other.
Yes.
It scares me. When I've been sitting at the booth, I, like, literally get freaked out when I see these characters walking around. I'm like, I need to hide.
Yeah, like they stepped right off a poster.
Yeah.
So what about you, your favorite scary movie?
Oh, my God, I can't pick. I saw that you were trying
to get out of it.
I love Friday. I don't know. I can't pick. I love horror so much. I honestly can't pick. I love Friday the 13th. I love Halloween. I liked Happy Death Day. That's like...
Was that good? It had like, you know, I love Groundhog Day, and I felt like them combining it with
a whole murder
scenario. It seemed like a really cool idea.
I'm definitely going
to check that one.
Yeah, check that out. But I couldn't pick my top one because I just love horror so much.
No, I hear you, man. Some of these questions are hard to come up with. We'll give you a pass.
Thank you.
Since you guys are doing all this work, putting a movie together.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to throw out is like, was there a tagline or an elevator pitch for anyone who's just tuning in real quick, you know, before you go, what would be the thing that you want to drop and make sure people take away the most from this interview?
I would say if you go on Rating On You, Instagram, Facebook, follow us, you'll see behind the scenes. And once the film comes out, you really will be intrigued by when you leave at the end of the movie as to, did I see what I just saw?
Yeah.
Exactly. The feeling that you get at the end of the movie, it's just, you can't explain it. It's just like, did that just happen? So I think that alone is enough, just the feeling you get, the jaw-dropping moment, you're pissed, you're happy, whatever your feeling is with it, just how much you're going to feel that moment, I think it's worth it to see the movie.
Yeah. Powerful.
Cool.
So.
Yeah. Now, I have one more question now that you mentioned that. When you watch your footage of yourselves, we've had all kinds of varied answers. Some people say they never watch the thing once it's done and they don't have to look at the cuts anymore. They never watch their own stuff. Why and how does that phenomenon work? Do you have any sort of logic as to why you don't like watching yourself? Is it just something that has no definition? Who wants to take that
one? For me personally, I'm such a perfectionist that when I watch myself act, I'm like, I could have done this differently, this better, this, that. I was just talking to Chris. I'm like, for the premiere, I don't know if I can even watch it with everybody.
Right.
Like, I can't stand watching myself act. I just, like, I don't know. I pick on everything, what I could have done differently.
Right.
That's me personally. Yeah. Chris.
As an artist, I have to watch everyone, and especially being a producer on the film. So myself, personally, I watch myself I'm a harsher critic on myself than anybody else, and I'm a perfectionist as well. It's got to be just right.
Right.
Many people are counting on me or just have gone so much worse for this film, you know, above and beyond, and just I want it to be just right, and everything's got to be, you know, according to the journey of this movie, what we stand for. So, yeah, I love watching myself, and not in an egotistical kind of way, but just more of a creative, artistic kind of way.
Cool.
Right.
Yeah. All right, and I totally understand both sides of that. So it's just interesting how, you know, growing up being just a huge fan of movies, there's like for us, you know, this is that first time that magic glass wall is disappearing and we're talking to people like you guys who are making the art.
Right.
And we always think like, oh yeah, you guys must have parties and watch your own shit all the time. And now everyone's just like, no, dude, as soon as I'm done with it, I move on. And I never even want to think about that. It's only when I come here, idiots like you are saying the dialogue to me and I have to deal with like, this has been a big thing for you. Here's your... Thanks. So anyway, well, thank you guys for stopping by and hanging out with us for a little bit. You guys send us some links to update us when it comes out.
Definitely,
so we can watch
it
and we'll talk about it on the Hollow Nine Network as well. So Chris and Ara from Viola Cinema.
Chris Monti, Ara Duda.
Raining On You.
Raining On You.
R-E-I-G-N.
Check it out, guys. Yes.
Thank you.
Taking control.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Dave.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Been listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. now broadcasting from our new home on the web, Hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow9 Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow9!